I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Hi there. Welcome to a brand new episode of Against All Odds, an HT Smartcast original, with me, Bose. This show is about extraordinary individuals who have survived impossible challenges. Eventually, they have reached where they wanted to. This show is about passion and persistence.
HT Smartcast.
You are listening to an HT Smartcast original.
Today I bring to you Neeraj Jadhav, the same IPS officer who stopped a mob in Ghaziabad during the Delhi riots and was later interviewed by BBC. For the outside world, he might simply be a police officer, but there is a much bigger story behind his becoming an IPS officer. An IIT graduate in computer science, he gave up a plush job and career to become a police officer. Why? Born in Kanpur, he grew up with his father as his role model.
So my father lived a very tough life and he was a very strong man. There were so many things he did. In village, my village was in the ravine of Yamuna, again infested with dacoits and all. So he created a kind of, village chowki system so that, different chowkis used to be set up. So they used to alert other villagers that, this is a tough time. Some people are coming, going, and all those kind of things. So I used to read those kind of things. I used to actually see before my eyes the things happening, things done by my father.
His grandmother's father was a soldier with the British Army and fought in Rangoon. Neeraj grew up with those heroic stories. His father had a meager earning, but despite that, the kids went to good schools and they did equally well in studies. When time came, Neeraj cleared the IIT JEE and went to IIT BHU to join computer science for his education in engineering. In his final year, he had multiple offers and ended up picking an organization based out of the Silicon Valley. It was paying him the highest.
My parents, they did not have any pakka house. They used to live in a very kacha house. Only two rooms were there. And in rainy season, it used to, the water used to come inside kitchen and all those kind of things. So after getting a job, after graduating from IIT BHU, I got a decent job. And the first thing I did was to build a house for them.
At the end of the first year, he got the highest hike, a 25% raise. That's how well he was doing. He eventually joined British Telecom as his third company in 2007. And that's where some of his best learnings happened.
British Telecom was the chief sponsor of London Olympics 2012. So that particular experience was very huge because no stage can be bigger than the stage of Olympics. And if you know that your team is one of the key teams in that Olympics.
Neeraj was a fast-track performer. However, a personal tragedy was shaping him for something else altogether.
So one terrible incident happened in my family. In 2008, my father was shot dead. And I was in BT that time. I was in Bangalore. And my younger brothers, they were studying. My immediate younger brother, two younger brothers, they had just started their college life. My sister was in ninth. My youngest brother was in ninth. So it was a tough time. It was a very, very tough time. My father was dead and my grandfather was very old. I had to support my family and I had to give justice to my family. What terrible things happened. Police did a very terrible job, very terrible job. I used to call police from Bangalore. I used to ring numbers of senior officials. I used to write letters to all the people that I thought were prominent, including Chief Justice of India, including Manmohan Singh, including Sonia Gandhi, including all big names that somebody should do something for me. and nothing worked out. Case was bossed up, and instead of giving a punishment in the serious offense of murder, the judiciary gave him benefit of doubt and lowered the sentence. So that was the big kick to me that, you know, I need to be in the system to change the system.
And thus, when needed, pleas and requests didn't lead him anywhere. He entered the system as an IPS officer himself after clearing UPSC. As a studious kid from an IIT, how did Neeraj take to the rough training at the academy?
So it's a very rigorous training of 10 months, very tough training, physically as well as mentally. Very tough training, one of the toughest trainings. But after training, you become something else. It's a totally transformation it happens. It's a holistic training. It paints all aspects, all dimension of your personality. You become a totally different person.
What does his daily life look like now as an IPS officer? And what spurred him to action on the 24th of Feb during the Delhi riots?
You know, again, there are two kinds of days. One is planned day, another is unplanned day. So planned day goes like something like, I will start my office at 9:30. From 9:30 to 2:30 or 2, I will remain in my office and I'll do office work as well as I will hear public complaints. Public comes to my office and they will give complaint. They will complain about you know, things that police is not working on their complaint in police stations. So after that, I come to my home, I have lunch, and I then go out. I check field, whether police duty is there or not, those kind of things. And in night, I go for scheduled police station inspection or investigation things that, you know, investigation is going fine or not, or some other things, you know, some border check posts are there or not, or maybe interrogation if the police station has caught some big criminal or big thief, big robber, then the interrogation should go on. So those kind of, that is the normal schedule. From 9:30 to 1 or 2 midnight, it goes on. That's the planned one. Unplanned, something like, you know, a typical example is this Delhi riot.
Yeah, what is this?
You know, I was watching TV on 24th afternoon. I saw those images and I immediately went to the particular border. I sealed those borders. And from 24th, I came back to my home on 28th night. So that's a kind of unplanned. So again, those two things happen. Like, you never know which day is going to be planned one or which day is going to be unplanned. You never know.
As a police officer fighting criminals every day, what kind of risks does Neeraj have to deal with?
During my Aligarh sojourn, I was attacked 6 times. So I was after those, you know, cattle smuggler, you know, in Aligarh borders, Bulandshahr, Aligarh borders, you know, used to be very, you know, huge amount of slaughtering of cattle happening. So I worked in those cases. So those cattle smuggler and cow slaughterer people, they attacked me 6 times. And at one particular time, they came in front of me and shot at my vehicle. Because of the mirror, the rear mirror, the bullet got stuck in that mirror and we got saved. It was a very narrow escape. So those things, they are part of the job, they come. These things are still okay, but sometimes, you know, political things also comes in. In my Aligarh sojourn, if you read it on Google, you know, I face a lot of stiff resistance from the, you know, political representatives. Some, you know, political representatives get out my car, and 500 odd people, they get out the entire highway because I did something for the better. Nothing bad happened to me, but again, one thing that I've learned, you know, risk is with the job. You cannot avoid risk. It will come definitely. But if your intention is good, if your intentions are bona fide, then public will support you, even your senior officers and other people will also support you. But your intention should be good.
It has been a long journey for Neeraj, an IT professional from IIT to an IPS officer who is a terror for criminals. How has everything impacted Neeraj as a human being?
It has affected me a lot because I was, you know, when my father was alive, I was kind of very flamboyant. I was very rash. And now I'm very, you know, in that particular 1 year or so, 6 months, within those 6 months, I, you know, I became a totally different person. And, you know, the only resemblance, you know, I see in myself was, if you have seen that movie, Godfather, you'll see a lot of, you know, changes happen to that Al Pacino, you know, Michael Corleone. He changed a lot during those tough times when his young, elder brother was shot dead, his father was attacked. Within those couple of years, he was transformed into totally different. He did not want to do those things, but he had to. You know, my stories in kind of ways, you know, that only. I changed a lot within a very short span of time, within 1 or 2 years. I changed a lot. You know, I'm totally a different person than I was in 2007 and 8. And all my friends, they say the same thing, that I have changed a lot. When we say that everything is under our control, I know my destiny, you know, I would say, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
What happened to his father's murderer eventually? Was he able to get justice for himself and his family? Well, I will leave that to your imagination. Michael Corleone might still be soft-spoken, but he is no longer soft. He is on a mission.
I always remember why I have joined this service. I have joined this service so that no other person should get the same kind of treatment that I got or my family got.
That's it from me. If you know of more such people who have inspired you and wish that I talk about them, do reach out to me at Bose for Leadership. That is Bose numeric for Leadership at Twitter and Instagram, and Shubham Basu on LinkedIn. Alternatively, you can look for the handle at HTSmartcast on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. The podcast is available on Spotify, JioSaavn, Google and all your favorite podcasting apps. I will be back next week with a brand new story.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.